as is custom with Jeep. He likes to go second. He likes to feel out his competition a little bit. So today we will hear from our challenger first. Please welcome Elroy Tanner, exaggerating Negro League ball player.
My name is Elroy Crazy Toes Tanner. I was born in Mississippi in 1904. I've seen a whole mess of things in my many days. Saw man land on the moon outside my very own window. Watched me the first ever color picture show. And I seen the Great Wall crumble. Never thought those Chinamen would do such a thing. I also defended crackers in no fewer than three world wars. Lost my arm in the first war, but it growed back by the second. Wish I could say the same thing about my crotch rope. Damn Russian shot my pelly packer half off in the third war. Left me with only 9 inches. And I'll tell you this, I needed every bit of it the time I made love to Jack Kennedy's mama the very night Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 in a little town called Hershey, PA. Hush up, woman, stop your moaning and carrying on, I says. The radio man says the stilts got 50 and it ain't even hat time. But I'd have to say the most wonderful thing these old eyes had ever had the pleasure of feasting upon was the greatest baseball players that ever lived, the players of the Negro Leagues. And I'm one of the few remaining souls that lives to tell their tales. I remember a ball player by the name of Josh Gibson, best power hitter ever. 11 feet tall if he stood an inch. So massive, he made Babe Ruth look like a crack whore who didn't fuck on the first date. That's how big he was. May I be struck down if I'm lying when I say I once saw Josh Gibson hit a ball so high it struck God in the eyebrow. It would have been Gibson's fifth home run of the game, but the damn umpire called it a ground rule double. Josh Gibson had to settle for 4 home runs that day. Another time, once saw Josh Gibson hit a ball so far, it got accidentally tracked by NASA. NASA was my niece, NASA Jackson. She lived on the corner house 10 blocks down from a ball field. I says to her, NASA, you better quit on tracking that ball. Don't you know it's in play? She says, sorry, Uncle Elroy, it was an accident. Well, I didn't make a fuss. Goddamn umpire called it a ground rule double. Otherwise, Josh Gibson would have had him 5 home runs that day. He had to settle for 4. Once Josh Gibson hit a ball so hard, it might have broke through the outfield wall, had the walnut up and ran away because it was scared. I wouldn't have believed it myself had I not seen it with my own 2 eyes. Josh Gibson hit 4 home runs that day. That's Josh Gibson for you, more powerful than intravenous Viagra. I remember another ball player went by the name of Cool Papa Bell. Cool Papa Bell was so fast, I once saw him hit a line drive to third base that struck him in his own mount as he slid headfirst in with a triple. Cool Papa was so quick, I once saw him run through a car wash and come out the other side dry. Could turn out the lights and be in bed masturbating before the room got dark. Cool Papa Bell was so fast, the crackers that done drove them race cars had a name for him. Competition. Why, I'll never live long enough to forget the time he hit 4 home runs in 1 game and the ball never left the infield. That was Cool Papa Bell for ya. Fast as 2 jackrabbits f***ing. Then there was the great Satchel Paige, the best ball pitcher God ever laid his hand of creation upon. Oh, Lordy, Satchel Paige could throw a ball. Hitters became so used to not seeing Satchel Paige's pitches, Satchel once threw a no-hitter without ever taking a ball to the pitcher's mound. Satchel and his catcher faked the whole damn thing. When I told the story back, I might have laughed till I nearly crapped, yes, the next day's food. Food I ain't even eat. Satchel Paige once threw a perfect game, 27 up and 27 down, on only 14 pitches. It weren't entirely unlike when Bugs Bunny would strike out three batters a time, only Satchel did it first. Satchel Paige was so deadly accurate with a ball in his hand, he never took a gun when he went bird hunting. To this day, he is still banned from carnivals. Satchel threw so hard, had to start tying a bell to the ball so the catcher knew it was coming. Satchel Paige once struck out 22 batters in a row pitching from second base. And that's the truth. Yes, sir, Satchel Paige could pitch a ball all right. I was a ball player myself, you know. Oh, yeah, as good as I ever was, till my regenerated arm grew back a cheap substitute. Well, without ball playing, I needed a passion of my own, so I spent the rest of my days making love to white women. I'll never forget the day Satchel Paige beat a team of Major League All-Stars by his lonesome, whilst I made love to Ty Cobb's wife on the top of the visitor's dugout. I lasted from the top of inning two till the bottom of eight. And that's the truth. I seen it with my own eyes. But old Elroy need a nap now. You take care of yourself, and when you're ready to hear another story about the greatest ball players to ever live, you give old Elroy a holler, you hear? All right, then. Now you get off my porch, you bunch of nappy crackers.